You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN Energy's daily blog, the oil and gas industry's go-to source for insight. Every day, we cover commodity fundamentals, industry changes, and developing trends across energy markets. And now, we're making it easier than ever to enjoy our blogs. Whether it's on your drive into work, while you're at the office, or at home walking the dog, settle in, turn the volume up, and enjoy.
Monday, October 5, 2020. Some beach. 4 BCF per day Permian gas capacity headed to the beach. What happens to flows and basis? Published by Jason Ferguson. Expectations for Permian natural gas are far from what they were when this year started. Lower crude oil prices and a focus on capital discipline have slashed rig counts by about two-thirds since January, and there are few signs of a recovery on the horizon. As a result, just about everyone's forecast for Permian gas growth is much lower than just a few months ago, with tepid gains through the early 2020s now the industry's consensus view. However, if you think all this means that Permian gas markets have lost their relevance, think again. Despite the modest production growth anticipated, the basin's gas flow patterns will soon be thrown into shock as 4 BCF per day of new outflow capacity to Gulf Coast markets starts up next year, when the Permian Highway and Whistler pipelines begin operation. And that shock will reverberate through regional basis relationships, including at the Waha Hub, which we expect to end 2021 much stronger than it is currently. Today, we begin a series that looks at Permian, as well as Gulf Coast, gas markets over the months and years ahead, highlighting findings from RBN's new, special edition multi-client market study. Are Permian gas markets like Tom Brady? Still interesting but on the verge of becoming less relevant? Certainly, the volatility of Waha is set to dissipate over the next few years, as less drilling and more pipelines finally rebalance the gas market out in West Texas. That means that periods of negative pricing, which hit again last Friday, and we've covered on numerous occasions, most recently in It's Always Something, are soon to be a thing of the past. But we doubt folks will lose their focus on the Permian anytime soon. After all, it's still the most actively drilled region in the U.S. by far, and one of the most likely basins to see increased activity should oil and gas prices break out of their current doldrums. Our Permian natural gas production outlook probably looks like a lot of others you've seen. Over the near term, there's not a lot happening in our mid-case forecast. Though natural gas volumes in the basin hit a record of just over 12 BCF per day earlier this year, the recent drop in rig counts has lowered that volume modestly. Our estimate shows Permian gas volumes are averaging near 11.5 BCF per day. See our Nat Gas Permian report for details, though they were much lower back in May and June when producers curtailed volumes due to low crude oil prices. At today's rig counts, those volumes aren't recovering very quickly, and we see Permian natural gas production sitting near current levels at the end of this year, growing to an average of 11.9 BCF per day next year and 12.3 BCF per day, on average, in 2022. In fact, production in our mid-case doesn't cross the 14 BCF per day mark, just 2 BCF per day above this year's high, until 2025. The RBN mid-case forecast assumes flat prices for Henry Hub and WTI through 2025 at $2.50 per million BTU and $45 per barrel, respectively. While the Permian forecast likely outpaces growth in most other basins in the U.S., quite a few of which will be declining over that time period, it's a far cry from the last 3 years, when the Permian averaged about 2 BCF per day of growth every year. In order to get near that pace of growth again, production would need to materialize closer to our high-case forecast, which assumes a WTI price of $55 per barrel and Henry Hub at $3 per million BTU. In the high case, forward Permian gas production is much more robust and hits almost 19 BCF per day in 2025. With production levels somewhat moderated over the next couple of years, you'd expect there wouldn't be much to talk about in the Permian gas markets, but that's not the case at all. The Permian remains the largest U.S. gas-producing basin west of the Mississippi River and, due to low local demand, almost all of that gas leaves the region. As a result, any impacts to the forward Permian outlook have meaningful knock-on impacts on adjacent markets, including LNG exports out of Gulf Coast terminals. Further, major infrastructure changes are in store for the region in 2021, more on that later. First, it's necessary to take a few moments to review Permian gas flow patterns, a topic we covered in detail 3 years ago in our It Was Good Living With You Waha blog series. A lot has changed since then. There are six paths by which Permian gas leaves Waha. After satisfying local demand of around 1 BCF per day, some of the leftover volumes flow out of Texas north to the Mid-Continent, west toward California, and southwest to Mexico. While flows to the Mid-Continent have surged in recent years as price spreads between it and Waha have expanded, A topic we discussed in Omaha, flows to the west have been relatively stable given a lack of new demand on the west coast. Mexico exports have shown promise, growing from almost nothing to near 0.75 BCF per day currently, but infrastructure delays have often hampered the promise of a dramatic demand pull across the border. Permian gas that doesn't make its way to Mexico, the west, where the mid-continent is left with three options to enter the Texas gas markets. Two of those routes, east toward Dallas and southeast toward Houston, have been around for decades, moving West Texas volumes between the major Texas markets as demand dictates. Gas flowing in these corridors moves on one of the Texas intrastate pipelines operated by players such as Kinder Morgan, Energy Transfer, Atmos Energy, and Enterprise Products Partners. As Permian production has grown over the last few years, these pipelines have become full, while demand along the Texas Gulf Coast has been growing. See our Get Ready series for more on Texas Gulf Coast demand growth, which has been dominated by LNG export facility startups. As we learned this summer when massive cargo cancellations hit the Gulf Coast LNG market, LNG demand is far from guaranteed, but that's a topic for a different blog. Regardless, due to the expectation of more LNG export demand along both the Texas and Louisiana coasts in the next few years, all of the new pipeline projects out of the Permian have set their sights toward exports from some beach along the Gulf Coast. The first of those new pipelines started last year when Kinder Morgan's 1.98 BCF per day Gulf Coast Express, or GCX, began delivering Permian natural gas to the Agua Dulce hub in South Texas along Flow Path F. For more on GCX, see Taste the Pain. The expansions didn't stop with GCX, more pipeline capacity is on the way in 2021, despite the recently lowered production view. Early next year, Kinder Morgan will begin operations on its 2.1 BCF per day Permian Highway Pipeline, or PHP for short, from Waha to an interconnect with other Kinder Morgan pipelines just west of Houston. The company has even suggested PHP may start up a little early, perhaps by the end of this year, which was also the case for GCX as it began interim operations before its full start last fall. Following PHP will be the 2.0 BCF per day Whistler pipeline, which will begin moving gas to the Corpus Christi area in the second half of next year. With all of that new capacity and relatively little new production coming on in that time frame, it will come as no surprise that one. The new pipelines will be pilfering gas from several of the legacy pipelines out of the Permian, and two. The competition for that throughput will narrow Waha basis sharply next year. So that's the end of the story then, right? Not so fast. Although the new pipelines really help Waha basis, their impact doesn't end there. Nor does the impact of the current outlook for Permian natural gas growth, which has been dampened significantly since the start of 2020. Both of these factors have huge implications for gas flows toward the Gulf Coast, and the growing LNG export demand that occupies the markets from Corpus Christi to Lake Charles, Louisiana. In the next part of this series, we will further explore the shifting flows out of the Permian, how these new pipelines east will source gas, and the outlook for just how much will show up along the coast and at other parts of Texas. This blog series highlights findings from RBN's new, special edition RBN multi-client market study, titled Some Beach. 4 BCF per day Permian gas capacity headed to the beach. What happens to flows and basis? The study details the fundamental analysis used to prepare our recently completed examination of Gulf Coast gas markets and lays out our forecasts for production, pipeline flows, and basis. In the study, we drill down into the factors described in the blog series and explain why we believe that forward basis markets have not caught up to the combined impact of a lower outlook for Permian production plus another 4 BCF per day of pipeline capacity coming to the Gulf Coast. Some Beach will be published on November 2, 2020, but is available for pre-order today at a discounted price and includes an optional virtual presentation of our findings by RBN senior analysts. The first orders will get preference in scheduling. For more information, contact TJ Brazil at tjbrazil@rbnenergy.com. Some Beach was written by Rory Feek and Paul Overstreet. It appears as the first song on Blake Shelton's third studio album, Blake Shelton's Barn and Grill. Released as the second single from the upcoming album in July 2004, the song went to number 1 on the Billboard Hot Country Songs and number 28 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles charts. Personnel on the record were Blake Shelton on lead vocals and acoustic guitar, Shannon Forrest on drums, Paul Franklin on pedal steel guitar, Gordon Mote on piano, Brent Rowan on electric guitar, Ed Shea on additional crash cymbals, Allison Prestwood on bass, Sean Simpson on shakers, and Johnny Yudkin on fiddle. Blake Shelton's Barn and Grill was produced by Bobby Braddock and released in October 2004. It went to number 3 on the Billboard Top Country Albums and number 20 on the Billboard Top 200 Albums charts. Four singles were released from the LP. It has been certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. Blake Shelton is an American country music singer and television personality. He has released 11 studio albums, 5 compilation albums, 4 EPs, and 50 singles. 27 of his singles went to number 1 on the country music charts. Shelton has sold more than 10 million records worldwide, and has won 6 Academy of Country Music Awards, 8 American Country Awards, 2 American Music Awards, 27 ASCAP Awards, 1 Billboard Music Award, 27 BMI Awards, and 11 Country Music Association Awards. He also has been a coach on the popular television talent show, The Voice, for 18 seasons. Shelton still records and tours.
This has been the RBN Energy Blogcast. Thanks for listening.